And I can't do bath bombs either. They give me yeast
Oh,
infections.
that sucks.
Yeah, it does.
Especially when Lush was so big, you probably got so many as gifts.
Oh, that's how I found out. I was like,
Oh.
oh shit, why am I getting all these yeast infections? And I was like, oh, it's because I'm taking baths
Because you were
like once a
soaking
day.
with a Lush sex bomb, like bath
Yeah.
salt
Those
every single night. Those were disgusting.
they can't be good for your body.
No, oh my God. And they're like, yeah, we made it all with like food or whatever. Like it's all natural. You can eat it. Like
Oh my God,
there's a lot of
no.
things you can eat that I don't want to soak in.
No, it's probably horrible for you, but whatever. They're still in business.
That were glittery. Oh.
Oh my God. Yeah, can you imagine? Like, I don't know.
You could
I try
never
to
get it
stay
off your
away.
body.
No, and this, like, I don't know. I don't know. I wasn't
I
into it.
probably still have like at least one little flake of glitter on me from a Lush bath bomb to
Probably
this
like
day.
in your uterus.
I have a baby, it's gonna come out with
Oh my
like
God, a little
all the
glitter,
Lush
like.
glitter that ew, why my body didn't like suck it up though.
I mean, yeah, okay.
Ironic.
Mystic balls. Hey, girl.
Hey, what's up?
Just freaking chillin'.
I miss your hot tub,
Oh my God, yeah.
baby.
It's not as fun to do it by yourself. Just like,
I feel like it would be kind of enjoyable on your own.
and you're not wrong, but I really, the novelty wears off when you've done it every night for like 2 months.
Did the novelty of your soaking robe wear off as well?
No, I love my soaking robe.
I love that Nicole's whole family has matching. They're like dark brown.
What? They're, my mom got all of us black robes
Thought they were
specifically for the
dark.
hot to come in and
No.
out of the hot tub, but they just we just
It's like very Hugh
renovated.
Hefner of your mom.
No, it is. I feel like I'm a Playboy bunny when I'm like hopping in and out of my hot tub. But it's fun. No, it's good. And it's been really nice to like, I'm a big bath person, so it's been nice. Good
Just get really
stuff.
sweaty, but
In
I
the
don't
hot
know.
tub or the bath or
In
both?
the bath. In the hot tub, like when I'm outside, it's better. In the bath, I always think I'm gonna like really camp there.
Yeah, you always
So I
like
like set
really
up.
get ready. Yeah, you get like your Netflix and your wine and you're like maybe a little snacky or maybe a book and then you're in for about 7 minutes and you're like, this is
And I'm pouring,
horrible.
yeah, and I'm like pouring sweat. And then I just do that the next time too. Did you see that? Have you seen that picture? I don't even know if it's real. That's like going around the internet, and it's a like a baby came out holding the mom's IUD.
Oh
Have
my
you seen that?
God, no.
That'd be like me, but with like all the particles of like a Lush bath bomb that
Oh
just
my God.
never.
Wait, how did she have a baby with an IUD? I have a lot of questions.
I don't know. I like I said, I don't think it's real. I'll find it for
Okay.
you and show it to you.
Okay.
Don't worry. I'm sure it's very rare, if not photoshopped.
I mean, the horror stories of having a baby with an IUD like are really few and far between, but I feel like everyone at least knows someone that knows someone that like got pregnant with an
But
IUD.
even if you get pregnant with an IUD, doesn't it, isn't it not like a viable
Yeah,
pregnancy?
no, it's not.
Or one that like is in the fallopian tubes where you like either die or
You have to get it
get it.
removed. That's the most delicate way I can put that. Sorry. This was a really good episode.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm like, do we just skip the entire episode and jump right
I
But we're not
mean,
going to. We're not going to.
we
We're gonna make
won't.
them wait. But yeah. I forgot that like this was it. This was the episode.
As far as what? Like the episode
where this thing happens between Stefan and Elena.
Right. Oh,
like,
right.
I forgot. I mean, I've seen it so many times, but I didn't like put together that it was happening until it happened. So I was even like surprised.
Right.
I was like, but yeah, this is a great episode. Okay. The episode starts where we left off on the last one with Logan Fell at the door wanting mm-hmm. Jenna to invite him in. She slams the door in his face. Which is cool. She's got a new slam piece, and his name's Alaric Saltzman.
Alaric.
So we don't need Logan Fell anymore and his little weaselly little face.
I know. I really, the first time I saw him, I was like, oh, he's so cute, but he doesn't hold a candle to Jenna's new boo thing.
No, there's no way. I love Alaric. Yeah, so she slams the door in his face. And he is hungry. Yes. Some lady's jogging by. And she stops and she's like, oh my God, you're Logan from the news. Which, first of all, like, just jog by. Like, you can think
no,
of
it. No, she was like so into it. She was like, well, I haven't seen you in a while. I noticed.
Oh my God.
A guy on the news, a solid 6.5 that you see on the news. He attacks
then
her.
He kills her, which is a really like that's a really dope way to deal with rejection. That's like hard as fuck of Logan.
Yeah, but he got rejected, and then this like hot jogger woman is like trying to pick him up. So confident. Also, a woman jogging at night, not realistic at all.
No, it's Mystic Falls. Like, well, I guess they do have a lot of animal attacks, so that is something that she should have considered.
Yeah.
But anyways, her name was Daphne.
Irrelevant, because she's
anyone
dead.
Named Daphne is normally going to die in a vampire show, I feel like.
Easily.
It's like a soft name. That's that. The credits roll. That's our
intro.
Death, as usual.
Body count 1.
It goes to the next morning, I guess. Which, okay, I also wanted to say, the jogger was right outside of their house where he killed her.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that that was, like, the one body that he hasn't cleaned up.
Mm-hmm.
So I just feel like that's a little bit of a plot hole that, like, Elena and Jeremy and Aunt Jenna didn't wake up to, like, a dead jogger in their lawn.
Oh, true. I mean, there would have been, like – or the fact that it wasn't mentioned at all by anyone. Like, they weren't on the hunt. I guess they're –
Well, it was.
Sheriff Ellen. Well, Ellen DeGeneres is, like, keeping it on the DL, though. But I guess she's trying to keep all these attacks on the DL because it's, like it's like a serial killer kind of thing where you're like, we don't want someone else to die, but the next time someone else dies, the more information we'll have. So, like, we need it to happen. Yeah.
I guess I just think they kind of missed out on how great it would have been for them to all wake up and, like, be eating breakfast and just see a dead jogger outside their front door.
I agree completely.
Since the show really gets off on, like, trauma.
Yeah, it does. But alas,
speaking of trauma, Jeremy like goes through all his dad's stuff and finds an old journal and then starts like sketching really spooky shit in his sketchbook. And Elena is like excited to see him drawing again.
Yeah, he's picking up an old passion that he hasn't done, presumably since his parents have died, and he's been in this funk. And he's becoming his old, like, weird, depressive Jeremy again, I guess.
Back to his usual depression.
Yeah.
I just don't get why he's drawing, like, monsters and, like, goblins and shit. Like, if this were, like, an adult drama and not, like, a teen vampire drama, I'd literally have him pinpointed as like the kid that's going to bring a gun to school.
Oh, 100%. He gives a lot of high school shooter vibes, which is bad to say because actually Jeremy, I just need to say, he really shows up in this episode and tries to fight misogyny. But it just...
Does he? I didn't...
I don't know. I guess we'll get to that. I have a lot of
things. I don't know. We'll get there. I mean, he fits the profile of like a school shooter.
He's a white male, pretty privileged, but like has some, a lot of, you know, who else could be a school shooter though? Low key, Tyler. Or would he just turn into like a super abusive, like I beat my girlfriends type character.
Yeah, he's on his way.
Yeah, pretty rough.
I'm glad he's back, though. I feel like he hasn't really... Glad that actor got some more screen time.
Yeah, he's back in a really big way this episode. Yeah. Okay.
Where were we? Jeremy's drawing.
Alana's
getting ready for school. She's wearing a brown blazer.
Oh, my God, I noticed. Yeah.
And a green scarf.
Mm-hmm. With a little... dark royal purple tank.
Yeah, it's a headache. It's horrendous. And Aunt Jenna, I think, is wearing Miss Me jeans.
I didn't notice.
Do you remember like the rash you would get on your ass?
Oh my God, yeah.
And your like high school chairs wearing those?
Yeah, it was horrible, but worth it. Worth every penny.
Yeah, maybe. My sister lost hers, right?
She lost like, them?
Literally a week after getting them.
Oh, my God. That's so sad. How do you lose a pair of jeans?
My parents for them, too. Well, it was because of choir. She changed out of them to change into her little, like, choir. You know those really ugly choir dresses we had?
I saw mine. I saw mine in the basement when I was looking for my yoga mat yesterday. This was yesterday. Oh my God, are you okay? No, and I saw it, and I was like, do I try this on right now? And I didn't, but I almost did.
It probably would rip mine if I tried it on.
It wouldn't have fit, and I would have been sad.
It's not even a cute dress. It's, like, horrendous. Like, not something you'd even want to wear, but...
I kind of liked it.
Really?
I liked the symbolism. It was very symbolic of just like being a part of a club. I just liked being part of something.
Now you sound like a school shooter.
Choir saved me.
Really a part of something. And that's all that's going on in the Gilbert household. The Salvators are talking about what they should do now that they're leaving, because Damon's leaving because Catherine isn't going to come out of her little tomb, and then Stefan's leaving because he doesn't want to hurt Elena by just being around.
Yeah, I mean, everywhere that Stefan goes, trouble follows, and Elena's getting caught up in it. So, like, while it is a hard decision to make, personally, I respect it.
I respect anything Stefan does. I feel like he's old and wise, and he has a rose tattooed on him. So
he has a good head on his shoulders. He's a rose tattooed on him.
Yeah, he has that tattoo. It's like a rose tattoo.
All right, moving on.
They're talking about like what they're gonna do, and I think it's really funny when Damon says he wants to do the Amazing Race with Stefan.
I know. I live for Damon's one-liners.
If I was a vampire, I would love to be on like a billion reality shows.
Yeah, me too.
Just convince them to like let me on, wait until everyone's died that would like remember me, and then just go on again.
Yeah, but yeah, that would be a long time. But yeah.
Are you saying that I would be unforgettable?
That's exactly what I'm saying. You'd be like, they'd be like, wait, this bitch hasn't aged a day and she's on The Bachelor 50 years later. That doesn't make any sense.
I would just say I was her daughter.
Oh, wait, that could actually work.
That always works. I just change my hairstyle.
Smart.
No biggie.
Smart.
Sheriff Ellen comes to the door. She wants to talk to Damon because now he's like her vampire consultant.
Now they're really close.
They're like really, there's like some strange chemistry between them.
There really is.
Even though Sheriff Allen's clearly a lesbian.
Yeah, wait, she's not married, is she?
No, actually her husband, Caroline's dad, left her for a man.
Has that been mentioned yet?
Like very, very briefly.
They just like glazed past that. They were like, by the way, Caroline's dad is he's gay.
Amen. She tells Damon that someone else is dead. And he's all surprised because he's like, I haven't been killing anyone. And Stefan hasn't been killing anyone. So now they have to stay because Stefan's moral compass is just far too strong to leave when there's a vampire that could hurt Elena. The only vampire that's allowed to hurt Elena is Stefan.
Yeah, and Damon owes it to his good friend, Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah, we love Ellen DeGeneres. She's really sweet in this episode. She really cares about her daughter.
Yeah, for the first time in the whole season, but yeah.
She cares a lot about vampires, though.
She does. Well, she just really cares about, like, being the heroine of this town.
Part of the podcast.
That's true. I, like,
say that so judgmental. So then at school, at the high school, Caroline and Matt are still hanging out, which seems, like, so minuscule in comparison to the rest of, like, everyone else's lives with the vampires going on, but to them it's really important and I think it's really cute.
I absolutely stan Caroline and Matt. I think that they're the most normal, unproblematic couple. They have nothing. No one's an alien. No one's a vampire. No,
yeah, like none of them are supernatural. They're just eating cookies in bed and getting all their little bed crummies up in each other.
Yeah, and they're just, like, snuggling, and, like, they like TV, and it's just very, like,
they're, like, aww, watching Family Guy while Stefan contemplates whether or not, like, he can, you know, alter the butterfly effects.
Exactly.
His disease. Tyler notices, and they have this really weird, like, errant scene of Matt and Tyler playing basketball and like wife beater tank tops. I feel like that's queer baiting.
No, it is. This whole fucking show is queer baiting. Are you kidding me?
And can you like, what is the full definition of queer baiting? Anyone with like purple hair explain that to me?
Oh my God. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm probably going to get this wrong. I just feel like queer baiting is when you purposefully, knowingly are straight, first of all, and you're using like a queer identity in order to get
more like interest.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Then they're queer baiting.
Yeah. In this case,
two little high schooler boys in tank tops playing basketball.
I don't know.
I don't know. Anyways, there's nothing really of substance in their basketball thing. He's just talking about Matt and Caroline. And then in the hallway, Bonnie and Elena are talking about how Stefan is leaving and Elena's all torn up about it. And Bonnie's you know what? I'm also torn up because I was recently possessed and almost killed. But let's talk about you, Elena.
It's always about Elena. And also, Elena always tries to like put on this strong, she is kind of a little bit gaslighting, I feel like, where she's like, no, it's like really not a big deal, my boyfriend's just,
women don't gaslight.
Okay,
a woman could never.
That's probably true, but she was,
no, women gaslight all the time. I do it all the time.
I mean, yeah, we all do, but it's different. Is it? I don't know, but
I think it's pretty bad either way.
But she's just like, yeah, no, my boyfriend's leaving and I'm like really sad about it, but it's like seriously no big deal. And then makes Bonnie try to feel bad for her.
Yeah, Bonnie makes a really good point, though. She pulls herself out of whatever like trauma-laden anxiety she's feeling after her recent horrible experience to give Elena boy advice. And she basically says that Stefan leaving probably is for the best. She says, what kind of future would you guys have together? I mean, he's literally a vampire who doesn't age. And Elena clearly is the kind of person who, like, wants children.
You think so?
Yeah.
She wants to be, like, a doting
she's
wife.
So, yeah, she's so maternal and...
Yeah, that's true. She wants to take care of someone.
Like, angelic.
Yeah, that's true. She is just, like, the perfect embodiment of, like, femininity.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so they have absolutely no future together with, you know, Stefan being a vampire. Yeah, so Bonnie
kind of is, like, heading in the right direction with that, but...
But no one listens. Does she listen? No one
fucking listens to Bonnie. Even though she literally is the one who could, like, tell the future. But, you know, whatever. Damon's trying to find whoever the new vampire is using that watch that he actually took from Logan. The one that, like, spins and then points to where a vampire is.
Mm-hmm. Which is handy, by the way.
It's a compass. Wait.
It's a compass.
Why are they calling it a watch?
Ooh, good point, because it's not a watch. In the slightest. Okay.
I can't sleep at night.
Plot hole. I don't know. But, of course, Damon actually can't use it himself with him being a vampire. So he makes Caroline help him.
Caroline's so helpful.
She is really helpful.
She's just always there to help out. Yeah, and he just compels her to do that and then compels her to leave. Which is
thanks,
cool.
Caroline.
And then he ends up, the watch, like, points to this warehouse. And Logan's in there. Just, like, doing, I don't know, vampire type stuff. Because he can't go out in the day because he doesn't have, like, one of those fancy rings.
Yeah. Does he initially shoot Damon or do they have a conversation first? I can't remember.
No, I think he shoots him a bunch with, like, wooden bullets or whatever in his legs.
Mm-hmm. And his torso. He, like, really got him.
Yeah, he really gets him good. And then he's basically, like, he thinks that Damon did it and he's all mad because he got, like, buried alive essentially, which that would suck. That's scary.
Well, I get it. To be buried alive, but also to wake up from being buried alive and be like, oh, this is much, much worse. I'm a vampire.
Yeah, and he said he couldn't get into his house.
Yeah, because he lives alone.
I don't understand how it would work. Can he not, like, invite himself in?
Maybe you already have to be through the threshold.
Dude, I don't know. But anyways, he can't get into his house, and so he says he's just, like, he was just, like, staying at the Ramadan, like, watching TV and eating all of the housekeeping
people. Yeah, oh my god.
Which I thought was really funny. And then for some reason he moved from the Ramadan to this warehouse, which I don't really understand. I think this scene would have been way better if it had been in the Ramadan, like, in the conference.
The conference room. I think so too.
Or just, like, at the Continental breakfast.
Oh my god.
That would have been way cooler.
In the hot tub.
I don't know why he moved the show over to the warehouse, but he's just telling Damon that he's sad that he didn't have anyone to help him be a vampire and that he says he wants to just be with Jenna and bite her and stuff.
He's really struggling and I kind of feel for him and he's just in this warehouse alone, doesn't know how to navigate this new transformation he's gone through. He's like a boy through puberty, like he doesn't know what's going on. He feels really alone and all he wants to know is, like, why the hell can't I go outside when it's daytime? Why?
I get it. I would be so annoyed.
I'd be annoyed too. I'd be like, you did this to me. I'm just hungry, dude.
He could have gone about it in, like, a little bit more of a diplomatic way, but...
I mean, yeah, of course, but...
Yeah. Damon just wants to know who turned him, because Damon killed him but had no idea that there was vampire blood in his system. And Logan won't tell him, and I don't know if that's because he doesn't know, because he easily could have been, like, compelled to drink someone's blood.
To me, it seems like there's no way he wouldn't know.
Oh, wait, because when you become a vampire, I think you remember the things that you were compelled previously.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, yeah, he actually would know. So he's just not giving it up.
But which we certainly really mad. Yeah.
And then I don't remember what incites the shooting again, but then Logan just shoots him like a gazillion more times in the leaves.
They're just like having a heated. It's like a it's a back and forth. There's no resolution. He's like, tell me how to go in the sunlight. And Damon is like, tell me who killed you. And he's like, well, we're at an impasse. So Damon actually says that. He goes, we're at an impasse then.
Yeah, and then he gets like holes drilled in him, but he's okay. He's just angry. And that's that. And then there's a career fair going on.
Yeah. Oh my God. The longest career fair of my life.
It literally lasts nearly the entire episode.
And have you ever been to a career fair?
Yeah. The one at UCLA was like always insanely
University
hot.
Drop.
The one at my where I went to college was always really sweaty and awful.
I would like to
overwhelming.
Know one person that's ever gotten like a really good job that they enjoy from a career fair. I would just
my
like
roommate.
To know.
My
really?
Roommate. Yes. But and she's the only person I can imagine.
What does she do?
She's just like a freaking go-getter and like it just
no, what it's her job.
Worked out for her. What? Oh, she works in housing. Like low-income housing.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah. And then I would go and like end up just talking with some, like I would like end up convincing myself that I should like go into the military.
No, I know. I would
like,
go
I would
and
just
be like
be so overwhelmed and panicked.
No, I know. I legitimately applied to a job where I was like, I'm going to move to this vineyard in California and I'm going to sell wine. And that's my dream job.
Wait, you would be really good at that. What happened?
I got
you get
nervous.
Drunk.
I get so drunk.
You'd be drunk all the time. But you'd sell a lot of wine.
It looked really fun. I don't really know that I like fit the bill as far as like being – they just wanted like a – I don't know.
Like a what?
Like a sorority girl, sales driven. I don't know. That's just not really my vibe. I'm more sincere than that.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you were in a sorority.
No. Just it was funny that you're like, I just think I'm a little bit more sincere than that.
Some more depth to me.
Like, I think I just am not that shallow, actually. like all the rest of them. I'm not like everyone else. I'm really deep.
I
could never
deep.
Sell wine.
I couldn't. I need something more substantial. So I'm just
something more substantial, like what? A podcast about a teen vampire show?
Yeah, just something more genuine, like a podcast about. Right.
This is genuine.
This is genuine.
It has to be genuine. It's far too embarrassing to not be genuine.
No, it's just our – well, listen, like, it's going to be big. And when it's big, we can do a lot of different things with it, so.
Right. For sure. Anyways, there's a career fair that everyone's at.
The whole school.
Including the sheriff.
All
well,
the
I guess
teachers.
Daughter, everyone. And the mayor. Oh, I guess his son. But, like, I don't know.
Seems
I
unnecessary.
By myself. Yeah, why would you need to go? But Jeremy sees, like, a sketch that Tyler drew. And it's also weird and creepy. And he is kind of being sweet and is like, oh, I like your sketch. Are you into, I don't know what he says, something dumb. Probably like, are you into anime?
I was just going to say anime.
but Tyler's not really having it. He's still not interested in Jeremy, even though they both sketch, which I understand. Like, so what? We both sketch. I don't want to be friends with you, weirdo.
Wait, is this when he makes the comment about, like, are you trying
about
to, like, yeah.
Yeah, he says something, if you're trying to mess with, like, guys that have hooked up with Vicky, there's plenty of other ones out there. Something alluding
something
to, like,
gross.
How many guys she's had sex with.
Yeah.
And then they start to fight, and they're, like, shoving each other up against the lockers, which,
queer baiting.
Like, take a drink every time there's queer baiting or someone's gaslighting someone. Like, God. We're going to go to the hospital. And then the mayor, Tyler's dad, BD Dubs, is like, come on, get outside. And you think he's going to, like, have a talk with them or, like, do some sort of mediation.
Yeah, and a Lark even stops them, the new hot teacher. And he's like,
Warner.
He's like, what's going on? And the mayor's like, no, I got this. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, he takes them out and basically is like, you guys can just fight out here.
He's like, all right, go ahead, hit each other. And they were like, what the fuck?
I don't hate his solution.
What? Are you kidding me, Cheyenne?
I think he was just like, if they wanna, they might as well.
He's
do
like,
it.
Boys like will same. Be boys.
It's the same as like that mom in high school who's like, I just want you know, you guys can drink, but I'd just rather it be here in my own house so I can supervise. Mm. He's like, you guys can beat the shit out of each other, but I'd just like to watch.
Seems like toxic masculinity to me, but call it what
you
want.
Yeah, no, it's really bad. It's actually really bad and messed up. And Alaric saves the day. He comes out in his little brown leather jacket. Hot.
Looking so hot, yeah.
I, like, don't even know what he said. I was just thinking about how hot he is.
I don't know. He's like, what are you doing? He's like, stop.
He's like, what are you doing? Stop. Don't beat each other up. You're so hot.
Actually, I do. Don't. You guys are too sexy,
don't.
Huh?
Your ass way too fat.
No, the mayor makes a comment to Alaric about, like,
oh, he says he'll get his job taken away from him.
Yeah. Oh, now you remember. He's like, yeah, go get it. I'm going to get your job. You're on my, like, hit list now. And Alaric's like, ooh, I'm so scared. And then he's like, all right, well, then I guess it'll be you and me in the parking lot next week. So I hope you're ready for that.
We're meeting. I would love to see that.
I'd love to see it. And the mayor's like, oh, yeah. So then I guess
the mayor's like, what? He's like, oh.
Yeah, he's like, oh, and then he's like, all right, well played. He doesn't say that, but he does.
Know, like, leave, and it's, I don't know, it's weird. And just to wrap up Tyler and Jeremy's drama, because I don't want to talk about them anymore after this, but later Jeremy tries again to be a nice guy or whatever, and he's like, that's really weird that your dad did that. Sorry, you have to put up with that all the time or whatever.
He literally goes, oh my God, wait, I have it written down. He goes, yo, is your dad always like that? I get it, man. Must be rough. And then Tyler punches Jeremy in the face.
Well, what Jeremy said was really, like, patronizing. And
I don't think so. I think he was
kind of an overstep.
He was trying to relate to him. Well, they were both in a really awkward situation. Can you imagine, like, not addressing it after that happening to you? Like,
yeah, I would mind my own business.
If someone's like,
wow, your dad's whack for that, huh? Like, he clearly knows his dad's whack. He doesn't want to hear it from someone else.
Yeah, but basically Tyler leaves that situation being, like, really distraught. And he's like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know if I'm okay. And he's just, like, obviously really messed up in the head because his dad's a misogynist. But
where did that come from?
Where did what come from?
How's his dad a misogynist? When has that happened?
What? I would like the definition, please. Is it not misogyny to make, like, two men to two boys fight each other over like
means that you like think that men are better than women.
I think it's very clear that he thinks that men are better than women.
Because he makes them
physically fight each other. I don't know. Listen, it's all vaguely misogynistic, okay?
Vaguely. I mean, yeah, like, yeah, he probably is. I don't know. He's a wife, though.
I'd like to see what happens with him and his wife.
All right. That, yeah, we're going to wrap up Jeremy and Tyler. They exhaust me. Back in the career fair, I wrote this down. This was so funny. Oh, this is kind of sad. We almost had a whole episode where we didn't mention COVID, but I'm going to go for it. Sheriff Ellen says she's talking on the phone. Or no, she's talking to Damon. Oh, no. Sorry. She's talking to Mayor Lockwood, our resident misogynist, who is like, do you have the vampire situation figured out? And she's like, I'm working on it. Fuck. And then she's like, for right now, there's nowhere safer than a crowded public place.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? I would do anything to be at a career fair right now. My whole
ass brain shorted. Oh, my God. I know. The things I would do to just be at a high school career fair.
I was at Qdoba today, and someone literally was so close to me, and I nearly punched them in the face.
Like Tyler. Tyler would have.
Tyler would have. I was really taking a page out of Tyler's book there, or at least Mayor Lockwood's.
Matt's there. Elena's there. They're talking. Matt and Elena are talking about how it's over with Stefan, and then she's talking about him and Caroline sees them talking, and you can already tell she's gonna like get really insecure about it and freak out. I get it.
I think for the record, it's really whack that Elena is just keeping Matt in her back pocket and like keeping him around. She keeps giving him a glimmer of hope. Of being like, oh, yeah, like, so what's going on with you and Caroline? Like, super weird. Yeah. When she knows she's not going to get back with Matt. Are you kidding me?
I think just any of her interactions, even if they are just well-intentioned, he's going to take as – because he still likes her. So I think she could do anything and from her perspective. Of course. It's been nice, and he's going to take it and – make it something else. But anyway, Stefan interrupts them because he wants to talk to Elena. And he's basically like, yeah, I'm going to stick around because there's a new vampire on the loose. I'm just going to make sure you're okay. He just wants to like check in on her or whatever. And then Jenna comes up and is like, oh my God, Logan's here. I'm like, I'm so annoyed that Logan's here. And then Stefan's like, Logan, isn't he supposed to be dead? Anyways, he goes to find him because he's clearly a vampire, and I guess Damon didn't share that with him.
No, he was kind of out of the loop with that.
He was recovering from all his multiple bullet wounds.
Oh, right.
Yeah, Stefan's like, Elena, get out of here. I need to protect you. Take your aunt. Leave. And then Logan and Stefan have basically the same conversation that Damon and Logan had, where he's like, how do you walk in the sun? And Stefan's like, how did you become a vampire? And that's it. And then he just kind of tells Logan to not threaten him. And he does it in like a really hot, like dominant kind of way.
Yeah. Queer baiting.
Oh my God, yeah. Well, I mean, listen, I don't know why we're just now talking about queer baiting, because Damon and Stefan have been like,
we close have to been
ripping each other's clothes off this whole time.
First episode was called Brother Pounding.
That's like not queer baiting, though. That's
incest baiting. Incest baiting. But they're also two brothers. It's both.
Incest, yeah, quincest baiting.
Quincest.
Do we have a title?
We have a title. Sometimes it just happens.
Oh, I forgot to mention this also. When Stefan and Elena are having a conversation at the career fair, he's like, "What do you want to do with your future? Like, what job do you want to do?" She's like, "I don't want to talk about my future, Stefan, because everything you're saying is making it perfectly clear that you won't be in it."
Yeah, ugh, drama.
Oh
The
my
drama of it all.
God. She's like 16.
Yeah, I know. I was like, your life hasn't even started, honey.
Yeah, like, yeah, maybe you should focus on what career you want.
Yeah.
But
Fuck.
she's like, "I used to want to be a writer. Then my mom died." Shut up, Elena.
Shut
My
up.
God, you're so
So over
boring
it.
and
Yeah.
hot. You're so hot and boring, Elena. Caroline tells her mom she wants to be a broadcast journalist, which I personally think that she would be very good at. Because
I
she's
do too,
hot
but
and
guess who
cute and
doesn't
blonde.
think so?
Her mom.
Ellen DeGeneres literally says you don't even read the newspaper.
Not lying. But you
I
don't
mean,
have
that's
to read the
so
newspaper to be a
mean.
broadcast journalist. You just
No,
have
you
to
just have to
look
be
cute and
pretty.
read the
Yeah.
teleprompter. Caroline would be great on Fox News.
Oh my God. Yeah.
She's so blonde.
Yeah.
It'd snatch her right up
She's got that nice,
in
like,
more ways than
Aryan.
one.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that hurts Caroline's feelings. So she's having a hard season. But
Wait,
definitely
oh
a
my
hard career
God.
for her.
I do have to say that in promoting our podcast, which, by the way, follow us at Mystic Balls Pod on Instagram
Oh
and
no, did it get
TikTok.
ruined for you?
I have seen a lot of fan edits of future
I
pairings.
told you not to scroll.
Of course, I'm gonna scroll. I'm in
No, you're
love with
gonna
the
ruin the whole
fans.
premise of this.
I'm ready to make some fan edits.
Oh my God.
But no, Caroline will have a better season. It's yet to come. She's having a rough go of it. She's having a rough go of it.
I'm just having a bit of a rough go. But yeah, she's bummed for sure. She's actually having a really, really tough career fair because she gets kidnapped. I forgot about
Yeah, so basically she like is about to leave and Logan is like, "Hey, Caroline, like do you need a ride home or whatever?" And Caroline gives him kind of a hard time. He mentions that he used to babysit Caroline. My
Yeah.
question for you is, male babysitters, how do you feel? Would you do it? Is it sexist not to? Is it
Oh
safe?
wow.
Like I don't like if you had a child and your 16-year-old neighbor kid was like, "Hey, I want to make some extra dough. Can I nanny your kids?" Would you be like, "That's great. Let's fight these gender norms?" Or will you
Listen,
be
as long
like,
as he can breastfeed them, I don't have a problem.
"That's your criteria." Well, he can't, so neither could I.
I don't know. I think it depends on the personality of the guy and how well I knew him.
Totally. Good answer.
But I'll be honest, like I would be more hesitant.
And that's not on you, that's on being raised in a society, so.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's a reason why women perform more of the child rearing activities, I think, from a biology perspective. But obviously, we should be a little bit more advanced and evolved than that at this point. So I think
Yeah, I
it's
don't
both. I
know.
mean, it's chicken or the egg. Like, do I feel that because of what I've been told, or do I feel that way because of certain instincts?
Your
I don't
like
know.
intuition.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, super interesting.
I definitely wouldn't let Logan babysit my kid.
Oh
He
my
looks.
God, no, he gives me whack
Yeah,
vibes.
he's giving me the heebie-jeebies
Yeah.
even before he was a vampire.
I know, me too.
Oh, he earlier in the career fair, he threatened Sheriff Ellen. He called her a bitch, which I
did not
like.
Oh my god. I did not like it.
I didn't like it.
I hate when guys call women bitches. I can call a girl a bitch. And you can and you're allowed.
I love calling women bitches, but the second men do it, I feel really
ew, it's gross.
Or really like trespassed on. Like they're using it's just not for them.
It's not for them. The gays. It's for the girls.
Like frankly, it's not for you.
It's not for you if you're straight cis.
Yeah, no way. He calls Sheriff Ellen a bitch and gets like up in her neck.
Which was, I'm not gonna lie, not hot.
Do you think she liked it a little bit?
No, because you could like it. You could tell she was like, that was so terrifying, and I'm trying to keep my cool, but holy shit.
Yeah. And then he kidnaps her daughter and calls her and tells her. Luckily, Stefan and Damon are on the case, and they team up and they take down Logan. It's actually really wholesome and cute. They like get the band back together.
Yeah.
Damon's like about to hit Logan with a crowbar.
Well, he goes, I'm going to give you one last chance. Tell me who turned you, or this is going to take your head off.
He doesn't say who turned him, but he says that he knows how to get Catherine and all those other vampires out from under the church.
Yeah. He's like, there's more than one way or something.
Which Damon recently thought was impossible.
Right.
So he doesn't kill him, but he lets him go and has him like pretend to knock him over kind of on his way out.
Correct.
And then by the time Sheriff Ellen gets there, he's like, oh, he was too strong for me, but I tried. And here's your daughter. She's safe and sound.
Oh my God. Yeah. I was going to say, like, do you know how much Damon must be simping for Catherine? For Damon to say, I wasn't strong enough, like, to admit that, to be like, oh my God, like, I guess I wasn't strong enough, Sheriff Ellen DeGeneres, like, he must want it bad.
She's got a voodoo clam.
Oh my God. My God.
She's clearly got a voodoo clam. Yeah, no, she must have been really
talented,
really smart and intelligent.
Yeah, she must just be really like worldly. She's
clearly like a really, she's really well read.
She's super well read. She
probably has a great personality and really
funny.
Yeah, probably likes that a lot. I don't think it has anything to do with her
that
being
she's
really
a dime piece.
She's got a great rack.
Oh my God.
So Stefan takes Caroline home because he's a hero, and he goes to find Elena, and she's driving him home, and he's like, we just can't be together. Like, clearly this is a nightmare. So many people have died.
Yeah. And he's like, I'm not doing this. Like, I'm doing this like for you. Like, this is because of you. Don't you see that? And Elena's like, just so you know, if you leave right now, this is for you because I know what I'm getting myself into and I know what I want.
Which, if she was, I mean, I guess she's like 16. It's not like she's completely stupid.
Like, she's completely stupid. She's completely stupid.
She does have agency in this. Like, she does get to make. She should be part of the decision too. Like, if she wants to risk all of her friends and family's lives to be with him, then I mean, yeah, I guess she's a free agent. She can do that. But I also think it's just kind of like thick of Stefan to like, didn't he think this would happen? I guess he thought that his brother wouldn't follow him and wreak all this havoc and he could just like, but he moved back to Mystic Falls to like groom her.
Yeah, well, is this not his first? Is this not Stefan's first romantic endeavor since Catherine? Wasn't that like 100 years ago?
I think it is.
Shocking to me. I don't believe it for a second.
I don't know. I genuinely think it is. And I just don't know what he thought was how it was going to go down. Like, yeah. Obviously weird, crazy shit's going to happen anywhere you go. He must know that, but I don't know. Anyways, she has a very passionate speech, like what you just said about like how he is walking away for him and not for her, and how she knows what she wants. And then she says that she loves him, and he stops and he turns back. He walks right up to her and he grabs her face and he just like smooches the hell out of it. And she loves that shit. She eats it up because I think she's like a little bit crazy and she's like an adrenaline junkie or something, because she must love all this danger that she's constantly in.
Yeah, I mean, I think she's like, I don't want to generalize, but I feel like a lot of women, and especially young girls, kind of live for the like the toxicity. Drama of it all. Yeah, and the toxicity and the like back and forth, and like she just won him back again, and that's exciting.
No, that's true. That's really a bad pattern, not to do like a relationship PSA. I know we fall into that sometimes, but it's like a really easy pattern to fall into, I think, for a lot of people, like myself included. Like there is like that weird little triumph of like proving yourself once again.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, like you shouldn't really have to convince anyone to stay.
You shouldn't. Like, no, exactly. You shouldn't have to convince anyone to love you. But like,
but for it works Elena, for her in the show, so maybe it'll work for me in real life.
Yeah, I think you should keep telling yourself that.
But yeah, then things get crazy. They go inside. They're like taking their jackets off. They're making out. He starts to get dick veins.
Mm-hmm.
Like he starts to get like, I don't know if he's aroused or hungry, combo of the two, probably combo of the two. But he,
you know how there's, wait, you know how there's being hangry when you're like hungry and then you're angry. So he's horngry.
Oh, horngry. Oh, okay. Or just he's hungry also. Wait. Or just
he's
hungry because he's horny and hungry. Hungry. Hungry.
Hungry.
I don't know.
Right.
Oh, God. I'm so stupid.
Oh, God.
Yeah. He turns away because he wants to, like, hide his spooky vampire face. And she's like, don't hide from me, and turns him around. And he literally shows her his dick veins. I mean, mm-hmm. in more ways than one. He shows her his other dick veins later, I'm sure.
I'm sure. They don't show it, unfortunately.
Were you imagining that they would show his entire schlong on a CW show?
Oh my God, no. No, of course not.
But yeah, he shows her his face, dick veins, and she likes it. She like kind of smiles a little bit. I'd be mm-hmm. terrified. I would be horrified.
I mean, she's seen scarier things.
I love when they walk up the stairs in slow motion. I thought that was a really nice touch.
That was a good touch.
That was really cool. I want to do that someday. So we can assume that they did it.
I don't think
it was 100%. Just hand stuff.
No, she had that post-coitus glow to her.
She's wearing his flannel and she's just swimming in it.
She's so tiny.
She's so skinny. It's so stupid and hot, boring.
And he earlier was like, oh yeah, my bedroom is the only thing that's been consistent. Anything that's ever important to me is here. Like, this mm-hmm. is where it always comes back to. And then he's like, are you thirsty? And she's like,
he's like, anyways.
He's like, anyways. So he goes and gets her water, and then she's like snooping around his room, which, same. I always do that.
I'm kind of annoyed that she like saw his room for the first time without having to do the like inaugural perch on the very edge of the bed with like your purse in your lap, looking around thing.
Yeah,
like, she got to, like, you know, she got to skip that.
Yeah, she felt really at home, and she's like walking around, like looking at his stuff, smelling his candles. And then she notices the picture of Catherine.
That's so creepy. I would be creepy.
It's
out.
So creepy.
And then
and it says Catherine on the photo. So she like knows it's Catherine. She knew who Catherine was as his like previous ex. So now she knows that he was dating someone years ago, and they look identical,
exactly alike. And that in my head, and I'm assuming in her head, it would be like, oh my gosh, she's just been playing out some like creepy fantasy.
Yeah, like, ugh. It's not about her. Yeah,
god, it's so gross. So she sees that. Quickly to wrap up the Logan thing, he's outside his warehouse. I don't know. The Ramadan's not happening anymore. I don't really understand it. And Alaric pulls up. Ow.
Yeah, and he's like coming to Aunt Jenna's rescue, I guess, by being like, yo, why do you keep messing with my girl?
Yeah, he's like, she's a really good person and you should stay out of her life. And Logan's like, wow, you're really stupid because I'm a vampire and you're toast. And then Alaric stakes him.
He stakes him right in the heart. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I did notice. Yeah, this is when it happens. They flash us a little quickie of Alaric's ring. He's a ring.
Mm-hmm. Suspicious.
A daylight ring? Is Alaric a vampire? We don't know. Maybe likely. I don't know.
The sheriff finds Logan's body and thinks that it was Damon.
Yeah.
Where Damon is like hiking through the woods to find the church so he can like figure out how to get Catherine out, and then gets a call that Logan's dead. So that's sad.
Yeah, and she's like, thanks so much. And Damon's like, you're welcome.
He's like, you're welcome. So sad. But
yeah, he's a little out of the loop. But he loves the praise, so he kind of just goes with it.
Yeah. So anyways, our death count is
two.
Mm-hmm. Well, except for Logan had like a pile of dead bodies in the warehouse that he had been like feeding on. But they weren't named, so
give or take 10. I don't know.
So like a dozen.
Yeah.
Pretty modest.
Meanwhile, Elena is fleeing. And
yeah, she's no kidding.
She's in her car sobbing. Been there.
Yeah, she's probably listening to All Too Well.
Listening to All Too Well going 60 down a residential neighborhood.
I've never.
Okay.
Someone appears in front of her, classic to like what we've seen in a lot of the beginning episodes of what like vampires do. She hits the person. The person, I must have been the weight and stature of like an elk, because she flips yeah. the car.
Yeah. She shatters
her car.
Yeah.
And then she's like rolled over and she's upside down. Somehow still like she didn't get hurt really. She's like trying to unbuckle herself and she's looking out and you see that whatever the guy was who got hit starting to like put his arms back in their sockets and like stand back up, and it's really creepy.
Yeah, it was very like American Horror Story, like just got hit by a car going 60 miles an hour and like he's alive.
He's gonna like walk it off.
Yeah. And well, then
yeah.
the ep ends.
I hope she dies.
Oh my god, Elena? Jeez. According to all these fan edits, she's about to have a real love triangle.
Ugh.
It's okay. Stop
scrolling.
This show's been out for so long. I had
I know,
to.
I'm surprised you didn't know that before, actually.
I pretty much assumed it was like kind of a Gossip Girl situation where everyone ends up dating everyone.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay. I could have figured it out.
Yeah, that's true. Well, yeah, that episode is insane.
Yeah, a lot happened. Alaric's a vampire. Logan falls dead.
Elena got dicked down.
Elena and Stefan finally did the deed.
After saying, like, the most intense and, like, romantic and, like, weighty things to each other, she finally saw his room.
Oh, my God. She said, I love you before she stepped foot in his bedroom.
You can't do that. What if you say, I love you, and then you go in and he has, like, a Hot Wheels collection or something?
Oh, my
something.
God. Yeah, he has, like, a Lightning McQueen bed or something.
Dude, he has a lizard.
He's a reptile guy.
Oh my god, I hate that. Yeah, well, I thought it was a great one. It took me on a wild ride.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm looking forward to seeing what happens, even though I already know.
Oh my god, well, I don't, but I kind of do, but I'm excited anyway.
You, like, I know what you're gonna do, but yeah. Okay, well, I'll see you next time.
I'll see ya. Bye, Shai. Love you. Bye. Mystic balls.